Anna Brown joining us out of the gate in the 10 o'clock hour. CitizensCount.org, looking at the local stuff here, cities and towns across our state and region. Good morning, Anna.
Good morning, Jack. Great to join you.
Well, what do you, you know, Mike Pompa was just talking about in Portsmouth. It's really the two, number one and two vote getters become the mayor and deputy mayor in the port city. Rochester's got some key issues. Manchester, what's catching your eye just today?
I think, honestly, it's what you were saying. It's that Manchester race. That's the one that really is more of a big change. When you look at the other cities where you are having that race for mayor, so Nashua, you know, there's an incumbent running. Portsmouth, Berlin, Concord, Somersworth, I'm not really hearing those big choices where it's, you know, there's really sort of strong contrast, and there's not someone who's really, you know, probably going to take it away. I think that Manchester was unique this time because we don't have an incumbent. It was open on both sides, and also because it has become such a springboard for future runs for executive council or the governorship or what have you. I was listening to what you were saying just before I hopped on, and I do have to say that I think the race in Manchester will probably come down to ground game. My personal opinion, just as someone in the city traveling around, I feel like I have seen more activity just on the ground for Kevin Kavanaugh. As you said, that he is very embedded in the community, and there was a big show of force from the whole Democratic Party, even though it is technically a nonpartisan race. So, yes, it's true that, you know, if people will say, oh, we're looking for a change, then maybe Jay Gruet could surprise us. But it also is true that he came into this race already facing that uphill battle on name recognition. And I hate that name recognition alone is such an important factor in a lot of these political races in the world. But it is, unfortunately, just when it comes to voters, if they recognize a name, they're more likely to trust it. Just like if you recognize a brand, you're more likely to buy it at the grocery store. And so while Jay Rouet has had some roles in the community and, you know, with Frank Ginta and so on, Kevin Kavanaugh, you know, state senator, alderman, the whole shebang. The one thing that I would say that I'm very much going to be interested in watching this time around is not necessarily the mayoral races, but other races related to school board, for example, because those are becoming increasingly very contentious roles in our community. And I think that have become sort of proxy wars for some of those more hot button national issues related to gender, related to curriculum. And, you know, in New Hampshire, particularly, you know, related to, okay, what are we doing in private schools versus public schools? And, you know, the education of freedom accounts are impacting all of that and the teacher shortage. So I know, for example, in Concord, there are some, shall I say, spicy candidates running. I know that there is a candidate who is very much involved in protesting some teachers who were not gender conforming in their schools. And I don't want to go down to that rabbit hole because there's a lot going on in that local election. But those are actually the races that I think are more interesting than the mayoral races at this point. And this is really a good point for listeners to take home, that it matters who you vote for, even for these little local offices, because we're seeing, you know, the ramifications of those local school board decisions are just echoing outward.
Interesting. Well, again, a snapshot, and I'm not sure out of local elections today if it's a sign of 2024. I think some of the other national races, maybe the governor, some of the key contests, you know, Virginia, some of these key states, Mississippi. I don't know. What do you think nationally? Anything catching your eye?
Not particularly. I think that unfortunately, or fortunately, I suppose, depending on where you sit, I would say unfortunately, I think that the nation is sort of caught in this rictus of Biden versus Trump, and it's become almost sort of cult-like for a lot of voters. It becomes more about this personal identity as opposed to what the candidates are actually advocating for or talking about on the issues. So I feel like in a weird way right now in our country, it doesn't matter what's happening at that lower level, because that race for 2024 appears at this point, anything could change in a year, but it appears to be kind of baked in, which is too bad, honestly. But as you and I have talked about, you know, there's plenty that could change in the year. You know, if Governor Sununu comes in and endorses in the Republican primary, or if there's another big event with one of these other candidates where they have a real breakout moment, you know, it can happen. I think that when you've looked at public opinion shifts over time, they can shift quite a lot quite a lot in a very short period of time. I mean, even when you look at people believing whether or not there was a lot of fraud in the 2020 election, right after the election, pretty much very, very low polling numbers suggesting that anyone was buying into that. But Trump, of course, spreads that message. And even just, you know, a few months later, it goes way up in the polls in terms of people buying into that. A year later, way up in the polls. So there could be another big shift over the next year.
Good stuff. Anna Brown, citizenscount.org. We'll catch you again in the next day or two. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.